people are not conscious, in any direct sense, of frequencies in sound and light. Yet, without differences in frequency, there could be no speech or music, nor would there be any variations of color. Healy is a certified combination of innovation and technology that uses individually determined frequencies to stimulate specific areas of the body. Through regular use of the selected frequency, the Healy can support restoring your cell membrane tension to a natural level. Each frequency application is clearly displayed in the Healy app. Just select the one that you want and feel it. The Healy is not intended to cure, treat, or prevent disease, but rather to support energetic balance and enhance recovery, vitality, and well-being.
Welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to another edition of Cosmic Insight. I am your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Thank you so much for joining us for this next episode of Cosmic Insight, you Cosmic Explorers here. And I am beyond excited today for our guest who magically was able to jump on and do this interview today. So I'm just, my heart is just thumping for the magic that happened, allowing this to open. And it's Suzanne Spooner. So Suzanne Spooner, I met years ago when I went down the path of learning QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis therapy. And Suzanne was one of my moderators and mentors during this training experience. And the light that she shines and the magic in her is just, it's one of those special people, you know, she's just one of those special beings that you meet on this earth that just lights you up inside and just has this angelic flow about her. And I think you'll see that when we interview her. And, you know, Suzanne kind of started back in, I guess, 2008, and I can allow her to explain more with this beautiful process called TALK, the Art of Universal Knowing. It's a method of using a pendulum and a board with numbers to help channel and things. And then moved on to QHHT that she did with Dolores Cannon and helps teach all over the world. In the United States and in Australia, teaches beautiful process, and now still continues to this day with QHHT, with Dolores' daughter, Julia, and started many other projects, which I'll let her tell about them. So I'm so excited to have Suzanne here today. I just, you know, I'm just so honored. My little heart's feathering, and the magic's already begun. I had a piece of twine or something floating in midair before. So the magic's already begun as we bring this beautiful, magical guest on. So Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
That was so kind. Suzanne. My goodness. Thank you both.
Oh my gosh. No, Hillis is always like, well, Becky, I was like, I don't really like to read bios. I'm like, Suzanne has touched my life and I just want to just explain who she is to me. So, you know, that's.
Oh gosh. Well, thank you. If I'm ever having a bad day, I might replay this little intro.
It's all good. That's why it's here. But you know, that's how I was the moment I met you. I saw your angelic light. I just was. Just being in your presence was just magical to me. And I just never forget that time. And I was like, when I contacted you, I was like, oh, I hope she remembers me. And I was like, oh yeah. So that was kind of, you know, just, but you were magical. You so helped me with when I was going through that process of learning that. So thank you for being here today. As I ramble on here today, it's one of those things, like I can't, woo.
It's the energy. We're in the middle of that Leo energy. The lions get energy right now. So it's all about centering and owning that power. So you're doing it rather well.
So Suzanne, what have you been up to? Tell us a little about yourself and the magic you're creating in the world right now to assist others on this beautiful transformation in this new world we're creating.
You know, we're just all lucky to be here, right? You know, Dolores Cannon liked to say, if you're in a physical body on earth at this time, you have the golden ticket. And where it doesn't always look like that in our outside world, we really are in a very transformative time on the planet, and we're all helping in our own ways. And so for me, probably the biggest thing that began my spiritual journey, I was into this stuff and exploring since my early 20s, but back in 2008, a process came through me called the Art of Universal Knowing or TALK. Like you said, it uses a pendulum, a letter chart to help show people how they can channel the information from this great all-knowing everything that we all carry within us. And so I started trying to figure out what in the heck this was. And it evolved into a class that is online. And I've been doing that. I think the class went online in 2009. So that's been rolling for quite a while, and it's pretty fun to hear from people and the messages, that they get. I mean, it's, you know, what I loved about TALK, when I could wrap my head around what this was, TALK is the acronym T-A-U-K, which is, you know, kind of funny because you're talking to the other side or other beings. And what I loved about it was that people weren't coming to me for answers. You know, I have great friends that are psychics, and they have, you know, those gifted people are amazing. I use them. I love them. But I think there's something very empowering when the information is coming from within us. So that's what I loved about TALK. I could teach people how to get their own messages, and it was very high level messages. It wasn't, you know, funky, yucky stuff. We talk about that in the class and how that doesn't occur. And so those high level messages can be amazing. You know, they, when it first started happening to me, the one that kept coming through was my father, who had died, from a suicide several years before that. We were very, very close. He's a wonderful man. And I can't share how much healing in my heart that it did, because of course, death like that leaves a lot of sadness. And he was able to explain things to me in this. It was very much like my dad. Had you know, the messages felt his personality. It felt like him with me. But he had this very broad, expansive understanding of his life and his experience, which helped me heal my heart from missing him from that absence. And then, you know, friends started coming in. I started getting God messages. Oh my gosh, angels. Oh my gosh, this is kind of funny. I'm not sure if you guys want to go quite here.
No, go ahead. I mean, I'm a psychic. I get messages all the time, so I know. Sometimes, you know, we have those friends we call on just for confirmation. It's like, I'm getting this, but I just want to make sure I'm not crazy.
Right,
that was one of them.
Well, I'm going to go a certain way then, because you said that. This is so funny. So when it first started happening to me, when I first started figuring out I could use the pendulum and this chart, I drew up a chart. I'm not an artist at all. I'm pretty crappy, like really crappy as an artist. And so I made this really clunky letter chart. And every time I sat down, I would get a message. I'm like, this is so weird. You know, what's going on? And how am I doing this? And, you know, is it going to stop? And I was practicing one day, and my husband came home from work, and he's an engineer, you know, very left brain. And I wasn't expecting him, and he surprised me in the kitchen. I'm sitting there with my chart and my pendulum, you know, going, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, nothing, you know, to cover it up, you know, what are you doing home? You need something? And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, for the last few weeks, this has been happening, and I'm getting these messages. I'm holding up pieces of paper because I was writing all of them down. And, he's so sweet. He's awesome. He verbalizes things in ways that are funny. And so I said, look at this message, look at this. And it was this really deep, beautiful message. I can't even remember which one that one was, but he read it and he looks at me and he meant this kindly. He says, yeah, wow. You're smart. You're not that smart. I'm like, exactly. You know, it's coming through me, not from me. I'm like, it wasn't how I speak. You know, it was different. It sounded different. You know, it's so funny. He's so sweet. But he looked at my letter chart and he's like, well, that's not drawn well. I'm like, I know that. And he's a construction engineer. And he's like, do you want me to go back to my office and like draw that up on my CAD program? I'm like, yeah, that would be awesome. And so here's my left brain engineer husband designed the talk chart that I've used ever since that I send out to people all over the world. It's his creation. But yeah, so gosh, this is ending up to be a very long-winded.
No, I love it.
Intro. But so from there, that started rolling, and I created this online class, and that started rolling, and then I found out about Dolores, and gosh, I just loved her. You know, I mean, I think like everybody, you know, pops on your screen unexpectedly, and you're like, "Who's that lady? It looks like my grandma." And right. And so, you know, when I like wrap my head around what she was doing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that. Because like talk, her process was teaching that all answers are within. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And so, you know, like many of the time, I called down to the office and I signed up. I wanted to have a session with the great Dolores. And I think at that time it was about a two-year wait. Mm-hmm. But I got on there and then I realized that she taught it and I had never taken a hypnosis class before. And I'm like, gosh, I wonder if I could do that. And so without much hesitation, I just signed up for the very next class and away I went and I took that first class and my mind was just blown. And I came home and I started practicing and my friends were having these amazing experiences. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best. And so that's how I started doing that. And I've been, that was in 2012, so almost 10 years.
Wow. I love that. And, you know, being a recipient of QHHT, because Rebecca did it on me a few times, and I just find it fascinating because it's, to me, almost like a past life regression session. But there's a lot more to it because I've had past life done too. And there's something more potent about the QHHT, like, you know, and just allowing you to just be, because it's like you're there actually in it, having this vivid replay of a past life and all this energy and these memories coming in. And so, Suzanne, I know that you also teach this in a way. So what are some of the things that you can guide people to or advise people who want to really tap into this themselves without actually going through the hypnosis process?
Well, so what Dolores created is ultimately, and it didn't start out this way because she had her own journey through her experience as well. It all evolved as we all do. And so it started out as past life regression, but then what started happening in our sessions was the client started accessing this part of them that had all this information, all these answers, and was able to do healing on their body. And so how a session is set up and how, you know, what people are looking forward to when they come in is they've written down questions that they would like to have answered. Most do two lists, one of life and personal questions, one of health and body questions. And they come to their session and they sit with their practitioner and they spend quite a bit of time talking, a couple of hours. And at the end of that, they'll take a quick restroom break, come back, and they get comfy on a table, a bed, however that practitioner has their space set up. And they'll be guided into a nice deep state of relaxation or hypnosis. And then they typically will go to a past life. Now, truly, there's no time. So it could be a future life. It can be concurrent lives. It can be the present life in an earlier time. All things are possible. But the magical part about where they go to is that it's not random. This part of them that knows everything, that Dolores was very special about finding, this high self, subconscious, that part of us picks the lifetime that person needs to see for very amazing specific reasons that helps them understand their life a little bit better or answer questions of why things had been the way they've been growing up, lots of different reasons. So we never know where they're going to go, but it's always amazing. And by the end of the session, we know why their high self, I'll just use that term, guided them to that lifetime or lifetimes and how it relates to the current. And it's just a mind blower every time. And then when we get done looking at the lifetime, then the practitioner just easily guides them to the high self. And this is them. It's them opening their mouth and saying the words. It's just that you're in such a nice, deeply relaxed state that it's very easy to speak that stream of thought that is you that knows everything. And we all have it. But coincidentally, our society doesn't teach us this. Because if we all knew that we had all of our answers within us, we wouldn't look to outside sources, would we? So once we get there, that's when we start asking their questions. They answer their own questions, but from this very deep and profound place, many times giving answers that very much surprise them. It gives them a much higher perspective of their life and what they thought were maybe their issues or their problems or their body ailments. And they can heal themselves. They can move past blocks that they've put in front of themselves for decades, forever. And they come out of it with a recording because, you know, our left analytical mind will always say, oh, I remember all of that. And I think I was here the whole time. And I think I was making it up, by the way. But when you listen to the recording, it's just, you can't make this up. It's too deep. It's too profound. It's too detailed. There's too much emotion tied into it. It all makes sense. And it changes people for the better. It's an amazing process.
It's a beautiful, and it's a surreal process. Yeah. It's almost the ultimate truth talker because you're talking to that higher part of yourself that your whole life you're told not to listen to. And it comes through and says, hey, here it is.
You know, exactly. I love that. You know,
sometimes I'll ask the high self, you know, how is it for you to speak through them? And they'll go, oh my God, this is so nice. They're not good listeners. You know, we try. We try to give them these messages and they don't listen to us.
What is one of your most extraordinary sessions that you've had that just like blew your socks away, if you're allowed to share? I know there's been a lot of them, but one that maybe just one that really just always your go-to or just amazing experience that
they're also amazing. I'm getting ready to share a session segment on my YouTube channel probably Friday or Saturday. It's in production right now, so I'll tell you about that one. Okay. It's awesome. My clients will allow me to share their sessions, so this is all done with permission. But, so this one, she's amazing. So in her lifetime, she was a giant. And her lifetime was long. It was over 800 years. The giants, it was a group, came from another planet whose planet couldn't sustain life anymore. So they decided to fan out through the cosmos and go to planets that needed some help. They held a lot of knowledge. And so a group came to Earth and they were situated at certain places on the planet to help bring up civilizations and do that great work. And so she, as he in that life, was in a place that I would imagine would be Egypt, had pyramids, had a bird head and a male body, 25 feet tall. And in the beginning of the life, this civilization that he was helping to create was running amazing. The pyramids lit up. There's so much energy flowing between all these different places. People only lived their purpose. Everybody was honored for the smallest job to the biggest job. There was no differentiation. It was just a beautiful community. And towards the end of his life, about 800 years later, things had shifted and they weren't running quite as well as they had originally. The pyramids didn't light up anymore, but they still held some power. And he had become an oracle. And so he would speak to the people and to the leaders about changes and things that were coming so they could prepare. He called it one day, he said, "There's the winds of change are coming." And it was a literal windstorm. And it was going to last a couple of months. And so he got everybody into one of the pyramids, and he says, I put a bubble of protection around it to keep them calm because they can't come out during the storm. It's like a lockdown. So we start getting some crossover here. And he says, when they came out after the storm, it was like the slate had been wiped clean. The air was clear. It was a higher vibration. Again, perhaps an oracle statement for us. So then the high self comes in, and oh my gosh, you know, all these sessions are just amazing. But for her, it wasn't like little drops of gold. It was like just, she just plopped this gold hunk nugget in my lap. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. But she just gave astounding information. And again, kind of like an oracle telling us what's occurring and what's happening. So that session will be coming out this weekend. That was fun.
I love that. And actually, I got a bit emotional, a bit of a flash, because I had a flash of one of my times in Egypt, to where I was a priestess with serving or had access to the Egyptian god. I believe their name was Toph.
Oh, you might like the session.
Really?
Yeah. No coincidences, right?
No, none at all. And it's interesting that I believe this may have been the life I was in with my mom, when my mom was my brother at the time. And so this was a very profound life for me in Egypt. And it's interesting because there was a lot of similarities between what's happening then and what's happening now. In terms of the energy fluctuations and the energy that we have access to, and now that the energies are opening up for us to access again, like for centuries the well has been turned off, and now the well has been turned back on again.
Oh, you'll love what she says, because she talks about the grid and how it's activating, and the order of which it's activating, and
I'm gonna have to watch this one, and maybe I'll schedule a session with you, Suzanne.
Oh, I would love that.
See how these two are connected. Maybe I reach out to your client after I watch this, and maybe we could bring her on our show.
Oh my gosh, I bet she's awesome. Everybody's so amazing that I see. But yeah, she's a hoot. You'd love her. Awesome.
There are always those special nuggets that kind of jump in your chair, like to bring, and especially what you do, and you're so open to bring out, you know, be that channel for that information, to allow, to hold that space for that to come through. So how amazing, you know, you can do that, to sit in that space to allow those people to come to you to bring that information through that really needs to be brought through right at this time. Are you seeing a shift in the types of sessions that you're doing now with the new energy? Or like... She's laughing. She's like, oh my gosh, Becky.
That would be a yes.
Yeah, it would be a yes. Yeah, well, it's the funniest, you know, it's funny in these sessions over all these years, you know, and Dolores would talk about this too. There'll be kind of like periods where you get kind of the same types of things going on, or similarities, you know. And actually, I've been brainstorming with a few other practitioners, and they're seeing it as well. So this is so interesting. It's the voice. So if you've listened to sessions before, you know, sometimes people, when we get to the high self, that voice will go very robotic. It's very, you know, non-emotional, very flat, you know, just taps it out. And when this has happened in sessions before, I'll ask, you know, the client might wonder, you know, why their voice has changed in this way. Can you tell them that? And they'll say, you know, it is just the frequency that, you know, that this voice can create from my vibrations, or, you know, something fun like that. But I'm, you know, in the last, 3 or 4 weeks, that robotic voice has happened probably in 75% of the sessions. So, you know, my I always have to think on things, and, you know, I'm a big geek to human consciousness. So my thought is, and I want to talk to some high selves about this, because once I figure it out, I think, then I like to see what they think and see if I'm on the right track. But my thought is just that our vibrations and frequencies are raising so much right now that's the scenario. And in her session, the voice of the high self wasn't robotic and made a switch partway through. So interesting. Yeah. So that's been that, you know, almost without exception, everybody's just going in pretty dang easy and, exploring well. And, you know, people have questions about what's going on right now. And, it's really interesting to hear, answers from different people who don't know each other that have similar questions be so much in line.
It is. And you know what, Suzanne, you bring up a really important point there. We talk about the frequency. And I think it was a few weeks ago, Rebecca, when we talked about how my voice was changing. I felt like I was going through puberty again. Because there were times when my voice was crackly, then my voice was deep. And then I noticed when I had higher vibrating conversations, and even now when I speak with my clients, when I get in a higher resonance, a higher frequency, that my voice drops. But that it drops with intent, it drops with purpose, and then it just allows for the energy that is deeper to come up and to flow out. And I'm like, that makes sense. So a lot of energy around the throat chakra area and in the solar plexus and even down into Mother Earth herself to bring all this energy up and for people to resonate with. And so I guess what I want to know from you is, Suzanne, is that during this time that you are seeing clients and even with yourself, what have been some of the other subtle energy or frequency changes that you've noticed?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, in my personal observation, you know, there are times where it feels like the space around me is different. It's brighter. It's more colorful. It feels calmer. I went into a place, a little restaurant that I go to often, and I walked in one day and I just like looked around and went like, what happened? Like this, gosh, everything is like so awesome here, you know? And I went up to order a sandwich and the guy goes, hi, you know, what can I get you? I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so nice. You know, I'd like a ham and Swiss. And he's like, I'm so happy to make that for you. And I'm like, thank you. How's your day? And he's like, you know, my day is just amazing. And I'm like, what is up with Palmer's? You know, this is great. You know, and I'm looking around and everybody's smiling and having a nice time. I'm like, gosh, I need to come eat here more often. And, you know, I almost stayed just to enjoy it, but I had to get down to my office because I had a session coming up. So I left, and the next day I thought, I'm gonna run back down there again. That was awesome. And I was already thinking, you know, that felt like 5D. You know, that felt like a higher, it was a higher vibration than had been in there before. And I walked in there the next day, and I looked around, and I'm like, wah, wah, wah. You know?
But talk about that 5D world. That's beautiful that you bring this up, because, you know, I've always questioned, well, what does the 5D really look like and how can it be? You know, that's something that's always like wrapping your head. And that's a perfect, I feel that's a perfect example, because I have those experiences too, where you're in this energy of that flow of everybody around you is in that same flow where you can just be yourself and just like, it's just this another level of joy and bliss that people are just in that kindness and love. That we flow in it, but I think right now we're coming in and out of it, because I don't feel right. I maybe you know better than me, you know, fully in it, but yet we're really starting to experience, because I know sometimes I have the most magical things like that happened to me. I'm like, what the heck just happened in that store? You know, like, oh my God, that was so cool, but whoa, you know.
I think
that's kind of how to explain 5D, like that. Energy shifts, and I think that's a place we could sustain. But I think right now we're not. I mean, I think some people are there, but I think we're not able to sustain it all the time, and we kind of in between it. I don't know what your thoughts are about that. And
I think we're ebbing and flowing through it, mm-hmm. you know, and I think what's different now is, you know, those of us that are kind of into all of this, we're aware of it. And mm-hmm. so, you know, when you walk in and it's like, whoa, it's so amazing. You're like, whoa, okay, what's going on here? Instead of just like going in and just, you know, not really paying much attention to it. Or likewise, when you walk into another space and it's, you know, ooh, like this is not good. You know, I don't feel good here. You know, it's both, right? And, you know, I think we're shaking up the planet right now in all shapes and ways. And so I think we're all going to be going back and forth between this, you know, and eventually we're going to decide which way our trajectory. Yeah. So, you know, I think it's being aware is the first important thing so that you can feel what's around you. You know, just this last weekend, so I was home by myself. My husband was out of town and we've got a new puppy and, mm-hmm. I was in one room and the puppy just started barking and I'm like, what is that? There's like nobody here. And I went out and she's barking at our garage door, the door out to the garage. And like, I'm like, I don't know what you're seeing, but I'm not seeing it. And you know, I wish I could, but you know, it's fine. We're all good. And I went back to doing what I was. And then she did it again. And I'm like, all right, Lucy, you know, stop barking. And I walked out and I literally felt like something, like I walked into something. And my first thought without thinking was, what just changed? Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, I'm looking around. My kitchen's still messy. So nobody had come and cleaned. But it felt different. Mm-hmm. And I stopped and went, okay. Maybe she was seeing something, maybe it was tied into what just happened here, but it felt clear, nicer. It just had that higher vibration to it. So I think that's just where we're at with this right now is, you know, it's kind of like, remember at your QHHT class, you know, mm-hmm. you know, after about lunch the first day, everybody stops being, you know, you know, separate, you know, and, you know, who are you and you're weird and I don't know you. And, you know, and then, you know, everybody starts kind of warming up to each other and mm-hmm. you can feel the change in the room. And by, you know, the second day, people are best friends and, you know, friends for lifetimes. And that's a higher vibrational feeling. So it's, you know, it's like that, I think, at least for me.
Oh, for me too. It's really interesting to me just being able to have those experiences now where before we wouldn't been able to. And I had the opportunity one time and that made me think of your dog barking where I was in the house and, you know, talking about the separation of the two worlds. I was sitting and I don't know what had happened. But anyway, my husband had come in and done all this stuff and walked out and I didn't see him. Like me and my friend were sitting there doing cards and we were just in our own little like 5D high vibrator and he was working and in his little world. And literally all this stuff happened. And he was like, well, I just walked by and I said, hi to you. I'm like, we didn't see him at all. It's like, and he was walking in front of us. And
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Neither of us saw him. And it was so funny because it was like, okay, that's the experience of being in the 5D and the 3D, that separation of living two worlds simultaneously. Yeah. So it was a really cool experience. And I love sharing these experiences because there's some people out there that these things are happening to. And I'm like, what is going on here? But this is really happening in today's, this is our reality right now. That's expanding and growing. And it's so fun to tell stories about it. It's just, you know, of the world that we're moving into.
Yeah,
it is. I really love that. And so I guess continuing on with this path of really navigating what is to come, you know, with these energy shifts and these vibrations. So Suzanne, can you offer any advice or information to help people stay in a higher space of awareness to really become more sensitive to their surroundings?
Yeah, you know, this advice is actually given very consistently during QHHT sessions from the mm-hmm. high cells. And I want to just, before I go there, I just want to say what I'm getting from friends who are very intuitive and from my sessions is that we are at a critical juncture mm-hmm. right now. And it's like, we've got to get our act together. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're here to do a purpose. One of my friends said, you know, it's like, we brought in the strongest, biggest, most amazing souls to the planet to be here at this time. And some of them are just like sitting back, just waiting for the ship to come to pull them back up, you know? And they're like, no, you have to do, you know, you don't get to be lazy right now. You've got to do. But the do part is meditation. Mm-hmm. And it's being centered and it's not falling into fear. And that's a big deal. It's like, you have got to let go of fear. And, you know, it's really helpful to turn off the television because they're feeding fear. And the other super important part, and in that clip that I'm releasing this weekend, this is kind of the focus of her high self, is like, you are here to do your purpose. You have got to do your purpose. And, you know, people say, well, what, I don't know what my purpose is. But if you quiet yourself down, you know, be outside, be in meditation, whatever works for you. And if you just ask a question, that part of you, the high self that knows everything, always will give you an answer. It's just that you have to trust it and ask more questions and maybe jot it down. You know, it's really the same process we're doing in a QHHT session. We, you know, the best tip I have ever come up with in this process, and it's a great life tip, mm-hmm. is when you're asked a question, answer with the very first thought that comes to mind. It's always coming from the right side of the brain, that where the high self is residing. It's always coming from a place of unconditional love. It's when we stop and we mull on an answer and we pro and con it and we analyze it. We're over in the left side of the brain, and we'll take perfect answers and we'll either dilute them or we'll just throw them away completely. So right now we've got to get centered and we've got to start trusting that intuition and that knowing and ask our own questions and trust the answers that come in, because that part always, always wants to communicate with us, but we're in this funky world of free will and it won't override that. So asking is the key to getting the knowledge flowing.
Yeah, and you know, I really appreciate that you really said that, Suzanne, because it is really heart-centered. It is really trusting your intuition and what your intuition is expressing to you, because, you know, it's just amazing. And just a story real quick that I had a young client, and I usually don't see young clients, meaning that one who's a teenager, preteen. Teenager to preteen, around that age. And the light of this being is so bright and so in tune that it just, I had to step back for a minute, because it kind of like, it was like unexpected. You know, this young kid has all this light, all this intuition, and knows their purpose, knows who they are. And they wanted to know, it's like, how can I do more of what I want to do? And I'm like, just do it. and so it's just amazing. And I guess what I'm expressing here is that everyone who's watching this, you know, a young soul, someone who is so young, and yes, you know, the kids that are coming in now are so in tuned into what they are and what they already do. So it's up to us to be that supportive space, and for not only them, but also for ourselves and for other people, because this is the time that we are moving into, is to have that soul collective purpose to it, where we all support each other in what we do. You know, just like there are specialties such as doctors and writers and actors and this. So everyone has a specialty. Everyone has a thing that they do that sparks joy. So I guess all that I'm saying is find your joy, spark it, and just live in it.
Yes, that's a great example.
And that's the key there, living in that joy and that heart right now, especially more than ever, staying in that love, because that fear can just bring you so far. And thank you so much, Suzanne, for expressing what you did about helping others, you know, moving through this, because I know a lot of people out there are really struggling right now with everything going on to the world. So any solace you can find and any advice you can find. So thank you for that. It's just so helpful nowadays with where everyone is and what's going on in the world, to stay in that space where we need, because we are the ones that are going to, we're on the, you know, decide what happens to us.
Right. Well, you know, and we're creating all of this. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we really have got to take our lumps. We're creating this mess, yeah. but we're doing it in a beautiful way so that we can learn and open up and explore and wake up and, you know, when you're surrounded by so much negativity, you know, a lot of people at some point just will go, I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not buying into this anymore. And, you know, what's so cool about how we're waking up is we're creating like the biggest mess, you know, that we could in order to do this job. And, you know, as a collective, this is the soup we created. So, yes. but we do have our sovereignness to us. And, mm-hmm. you know, if it feels right, you know, each person can say, you know, here's where I am, and nothing will ever affect me that way. And once you let go of fear and you can go in more of an observation role to what's going on in the outside world, you see things so clear. Mm-hmm. And, but when your tummy's all tied up in knots and, you know, the news and, you know, you better do this or you're going to do that. And, you know, that just depletes everything. It depletes your energy. It makes you sick. It makes you sick. Mm-hmm. It lowers your vibration and frequency. So I think, you know, I am not a fan of what we've all been through, of course, for the last 16, 17 yeah. months or so. But, you know, it's kind of ironic that, you know, on the times where we've had to stay home or, you know, change our routines, so many people started delving into the rabbit holes. You know? I don't know if that was an intended consequence or not, but heck, it happened. And people are waking up.
Oh yeah. And it's shifted. So many beautiful things are becoming more aware, becoming
oh, yes.
responsibility more of
yes.
the world.
Yes,
where before
yes.
everybody was so busy just flying around.
Right. You're just on the hamster wheel, you
on
know,
the
just
hamster
going.
Wheel. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got to look at this stuff. Oh, I got to look at my family I'm living with 24/7.
And it's also
myself.
Like,
huh?
Yeah, and it's also like now we have to take responsibility for the situations that we've created, because you are in essence, you know, for so long that we have looked at our individual lives or our individual collective lives, meaning that our individual lives with our family unit. It's like, I'm only responsible for this, and I'm responsible for that. And anything that happens outside of this bubble, I'm not responsible for it. Well, guess what? You are responsible for it, because you're adding energy to that collective space. And so when we add the energy to the collective space, you stir in the pot or the soup, as you mentioned earlier, Suzanne. And so when we create this, mm-hmm. this big vat of energy, it's all going to be mixed up. And so, you know, you have to add stuff in, take out stuff, dilute it, make it stronger. So it's all these things, these recipes. And the best way to I guess thin it out or to make it stronger or for it to do what it's supposed to do is, you know, every ingredient, which is us, has a purpose.
Right.
And so each ingredient, you know, whether if it's, you know, a week old or a month old or fresh and new, whatever the ingredient is, you have to allow that ingredient, that soul, the process, the time that it needs to mature for it to fulfill its purpose. And so people, what's your ingredient? You know, who are
right.
you? What are you?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
While Hillis was saying that, kind of talking, I was just wondering, like the clients that you see and the people you're experiencing, you know, teaching the classes of QHA, are you finding that the world today and the people that you encounter are really starting to want to step in more of embodiment of being grounded here on the earth? Or do you find they're more wanting to reach out? You know, for such a long time, everybody wanted to be up here and not grounded right. in the sovereignty of who they are, to like embody that higher self with the body. You know, we really need to come into ourselves now. Are you finding, are people still like, you know, we always want to be out here searching, but are you finding there's been a shift? I know Hillis is like, Becky, you're talking about me, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's funny. I describe myself usually as like one big toenail on the earth and the rest of me.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, I just as minimal as possible. But, you know,
I'm just wondering if we're seeing a shift of people really wanting to go within and stand in that space of embodying both of those, you know, that higher
yeah.
self and that more so than what was in the past.
I think we've had to because mm-hmm. of everything going on around us in this physical world, you know, lately. I think we've had to get grounded and become quite, you know, I don't know if I want to use the word serious, but, you know, we have to realize all that we are. You know, we're this physical person, we're this energetic person, we're this spiritual person. And, you know, I think before all of this stuff happened, you know, people like Hillis and I, we could just be floating forever, long time, you know, and only have to come down, you know, periodically. But I think it's balance, you know, mm-hmm. I think we're, you know, and I think those that were incredibly grounded are like going, what else is there I can focus on, you know, and maybe they're the ones that are, you know, looking in the other realms for mm-hmm. new information. So I think it's all balancing out the way it's supposed to.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I was just kind of wondering just kind of what you're seeing out there in the world, being engrossed in that world with so many people that you experience. So,
yeah, you know, I had a client just a couple of weeks ago who just woke up 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. It was the craziest thing. My wait to get in is well over. It's almost into 2023. And he sent this email and I had just... I was looking at one of my weeks down the way and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a weirdly light week. And, you know, I'm reading his email and he's like, I just woke up and there's, you know, and all this, and there's something in me just went, see if he wants to come in, you know, he's going to have to fly. I mean, it's not like he can just go down the street. And I'm like, okay, I'll just throw it out there. You know, he probably can't. I'm like, do you want to come in 2 weeks? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. You know, part of me is like, oh gosh, is he ready for this? I mean, he just woke up and he just, you know, really is new to all of this. But he was awesome. And, you know, it was all lined up the way it was supposed to be. And, it was really interesting to hear, you know, what got him to just so quickly look at things with different eyes. And I think there's a lot of people like that right mm-hmm. now. You know, maybe it's taken this, you know, 16 or 17 months for that to happen for some, but, I think there's quite a few like him. And I think that's exciting. It's amazing.
I really agree with you that I've seen a lot of people. And it's so like people who are waking up now, it's like this, like where we might have had to dig for years and years. They wake up and they're just like, whew, let's go, you know, and everything.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh, good Lord.
Like, are you ready for the roller coaster ride of your life?
They just wanted to wait and turn the light switch. They didn't want to have to play around.
They have no dimmers. They just wanted to go right in.
But you know, I find those who are ready to go on the accelerated path to understanding who they are, their higher self, their purpose, and all of this, I feel that they've been dormant for so long that it's like almost no choice because it's like you stick your finger in the electric socket and say, whoa, I want more. You know, it's kind of like that thing, or like the first time you're on a roller coaster. So it's like kind of like that thrill seeking energy, but it's almost like thrill seeking in a way to understand who you really are. And right. So I was like, hey, I'm all for it. I mean, let's build this accelerated path together to understand this collective energy, this new vibration that's coming in.
Yeah, that's beautifully put.
Yes, thank you for that, Hillis. And they're so excited. It's just they're like little kids, you know. I mean, everybody's been a little kid when you get excited, but it's a different level, just, you know, of like, wow, like this is what I've been missing out for like all these years. Oh my gosh, what the
hell? It's like personal responsibility, you know.
Yes.
You know, instead of doing the hamster wheel, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm in charge of all of myself and I create all of this and I can change things if I need to. And instead of being the victim and, you know, oh my, you know, poor me, I had this childhood and those parents and this boss, you know, it's like, no, I can create it all. And it's up to me to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also the realization of those parents and the boss and all that, that were our biggest teachers for us to play who we are. Like, they're not, or even if we played the victim, we weren't ever really victims. They were just put in there, brilliantly planted in front of us for our experience so we can like embrace the beautiful sovereignty, the divine being we are in this human experience. So,
yeah. Right. I mean, It just comes down to it. I mean, we all essentially remember, well, not remember, we all essentially asked for this on a soul level. And so what I want to ask you, Suzanne, have you had, yourself included, people take ownership of what has happened in their lives? And I don't know, we just talked about people playing the victim or having that victim mentality. But in this process, have people really started to take ownership and responsibility for their own personal life?
Oh, yeah, I do. You know, I see the metamorphosis, you know, so quickly after that change happens in a session, because as you bring them out, you already are hearing them say things and seeing a change in them. So, right. So, you know, what I see in a QHHT session is they come in and they're like, hey, you know, I'm a good person. I really tried this, but this happened and that happened and I don't know why. And, you know, and it's sincere. They don't understand how these things have lined up in their life this way. And our society supports the victim stuff. You know, it just, you know, it's an easy out experience. But, you know, that's the beautiful part, because as the session unfolds and we're talking about their life, they start putting pieces together like, oh my gosh, this is a pattern, or, you know, this, now I see this a little bit differently. And then when they get this knowledge from themselves that is so, has such a global perspective over that issue, you know, and sometimes the high self will say in sessions, you know, well, you know, they're not going to like this answer, but, you know, or they thought it was going to be this, but it's that, you know, to me, that's gold, because then they have a new way of looking at something that their left analytical mind couldn't come up with. They have a new way of looking at it. They have a new way of understanding or solving it. So when I count them up, they open their eyes up, you know, so often I'll see this just like godsmack look on their face, like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Now I asked for this. I asked to be in this family so that I could learn this or that. And oh my gosh, they're really my good teachers. Like you were saying, Becky, you know, the crappiest experiences teach us a lot. And, you know, it's just how the earth thing is. I don't think it's like that everywhere, but it's this is it. And,
the,
you know,
toughest school in the universe,
the toughest school in the universe. Yes, yes, yes. And we're, you know, we're so, blessed again, from a wider perspective to be here, because we're doing so much right now. We're letting go of fear and duality. And, we're coming back more as a collective consciousness. And, it can feel incredibly uncomfortable, and it's the shaking things up, and it's the, you know, making us get out of our routines and looking at things differently with different views and different understandings. And it can look like just a big giant hot mess, but through it we're evolving, and we're just in this really critical point right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta come back.
Oh, okay.
But no, it just reminds me of that movie. What was that movie, Rebecca? Soul.
Oh, the little soul by Disney, the new Disney movie.
Yeah.
Soul. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet. I've heard about it.
You'll love it.
I like it. It's a cute it's little really movie. Good. Yeah, it's good. I gotta come back.
Yeah, yeah, so, I don't want to.
We'll go back down there again. Oh no. what's going on new in your world that you like to share with the listeners
any
exciting projects coming up, or like anything you like to share, and how we can contact you, or how? Oh, look at that. Hillis is right on. He's got.
Oh wow! My goodness, that's like magic.
I know. There's a lot of magic.
Yeah, well, I had a real interesting experience this spring that's coming to fruition, where Ruben Langdon contacted me. He is the host of the Gaia TV show called Conversations with ED, mm-hmm. Extra Dimensionals, and he wanted to come film an episode. We ended up filming two episodes, and he brought with him a friend of his named Bill Homan. Bill is amazing. He's the nicest man, and he is the caretaker for the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull. And so the skull was in my office for like 4 or 5 days. Oh my God. Well, and I, like, I knew, like, I know about the skulls. I have never quite been able to quite get it. And I was even at an experience that Bill was at with the skull in Sedona many years ago. And I was trying, like, I don't get the skull thing, you know, like, why don't I get this? And so here comes Bill and Ruben and another sweet man, a producer. And so we're all hanging out for 4 or 5 days. And I had 2 sessions with the skull, and Bill's just a really great guy to help lead you through that. And it blew my flipping mind. Both sessions were completely different. Nothing that I expected. It was amazing. And now I get it. And so that was fun. And I think Ruben's working on the episodes right now. I think he's released 1 or 2 of them. Nice. And for that season. And then they're filming a documentary about Bill and the skull. And I did a session on Bill, which was a riot. It was so amazing. And, you know, Becky, you'll get this. He's like, we're getting down to it. And he's like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm like, you can do this. And he's like, I don't think I can go under. And I'm like, Bill, you're the caretaker for the flipping crystal skull, from Indiana Jones. Like, that crystal skull is his crystal skull, what it's based off of. Like, you got this, you know, there's no way the universe is going to let you down on this one. And he went in like Flynn, and his session was amazing. We found out really cool information about the origin of the skull, which I can't divulge until they do the show. Oh, it's so cool. So those are some of the fun things. And yeah, that
sounds amazing. And that's on Gaia TV, and the name of the show again. So
it's Conversations with ED, which stands for Extra Dimensionals. It's Ruben Langdon. And I think he's releasing, this is season 3. I think he's releasing them first through a different distributor. I, off the top of my head, I can't tell you who that is, but if you Google Conversations with ED or Ruben Langdon, you're going to find them.
Oh, awesome. So people check those out, because they sound quite interesting. And from the look on your face and the energy when you're explaining, really interesting.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was amazing. I was so happy. We were giggling at the end of it. We went out to dinner, and Bill always keeps the skull with him. It's in a box. And we're just sitting there chatting, you know, and I think it was the producer says, you know, it's pretty ridiculous that we have like one of the world's rarest artifacts, like sitting underneath the table. We're like, right?
You know, and just real quick, I just want to share this with you. The very first time I touched one of, because if you know the story, there's like, I believe it's 7 crystal skulls on the planet that hold like particular consciousness. And one of them happened to be in Chicago at this crystal store when I was living in Chicago at the time. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, this crystal skull was massive. It was at least maybe 3 feet high. It was massive. Oh, yeah. And I put both my hands on it, and I did not want to let go. I mean, because you just like pulled into like a whole nother dimension, into a whole nother universe with this energy. And so part of the work that I do work with a crystal skull. You know, it's not, you know, as said, but it's, you know, close enough. But when you're in it, it's like a whole nother level of consciousness, a whole nother level of energy. It's like you have to experience it. It's kind of hard to articulate it, but it's one that's definitely has to be experienced.
Yeah, it is. He was doing some sessions with it. So I didn't have a lot of time to set this up. So I just started grabbing friends that are local. I'm like, do you want to have a session with the soul? And they're like, yeah. And so I, for a lot of those, they were filming them for the documentary. And I just hung back and watched, but it was so fun to see my friends experience through it. And, you know, there was lots of tears and there's so much gratitude. And it's like, you know, and I don't think any of them really walked in there understanding what this was going to be like. But it's like, you can't articulate it. It's just, you just have got to be there and experience it yourself. And Bill is a pretty special human being to be in care of such a special artifact.
Oh, beautiful. It makes me so happy that we're able to have that experience. So, and sharing it with us today, I just felt the joy out of your heart. So thank you so much. Okay. And we'll see the rest of it later. And I know you melted Hillis. I could watch him just melt all Crystal. He was done.
Look, I have a strong affinity for crystals.
Yeah, he's my crystal man.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Very good. You know,
as I mentioned in one of my past lives, in my Egyptian life, one of my favorite crystals then was a lapis crystal, because I was, lapis was a thing in Egypt, because it helped to tune into the frequency to connect to the higher beings. And now, since then, tons of other crystals have emerged that offer even a higher vibration and frequency.
Yeah. It is the story that we got from his session just is a mind blower of what's stored in it and how it came to be. And it's one of those times where I'm hoping I'm asking good questions, because
am I asking the right questions?
I know. It's like this is I don't want to slip off and, ask dumb questions, but hopefully we'll do another session. Cause now he's like, you want to do it again? I'm like, yeah. Because he's like, oh, that would be
maybe you could start a whole entire series, Conversations with the Skull.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That would be fun.
Yeah, it really would. I'll sign up. I'll be there.
All right.
Awesome.
But Suzanne, it's been such a great honor and pleasure to have you here with us today on Cosmic Insight. You've definitely expanded our minds and our light, and we gotta have you back to explore even more.
Oh, I'd love that. I love sharing what I do. I say I have the best job in the universe is, so I'm happy to share what I find.
Suzanne, thank you so much for jumping on. And as I said, it was kind of, if I tell the story, it was kind of divinely guided. I don't know, in a way, your name kept on popping up the last couple of days, and I had thought of you. I'm like, I gotta have Suzanne on. I've gotta have Suzanne. And I just never contacted you. And then three times you popped up. I'm like, okay, it's time. And I'm like,
I wonder if it was a coincidence,
I don't know. Who knows?
But, well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. It's just been, and just reconnecting with you has just been a delight. So thank you for spending time with us today on Cosmic Insight and all your beautiful information. That's just brilliant. So I thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Hollis. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes. You're so welcome. And everyone, please check out Suzanne's website in the comments below, the description below. You'll see that. And everyone, until next time. Oh, and be sure to check out Friday night happy hour, where you get your Friday night tune up, where Rebecca and I do sound and energy healings and dive into some really interesting questions. So you never know what's going to happen on a Friday night. So that's every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And yeah, come get your tune up. And until next time, everyone, keep exploring.
Keep exploring.
Mwah. Thank you.
Thank you. And